This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
So for the first time in 15 years in the United States, an inmate is going to be executed with a firing squad. This is happening in South Carolina. The guy's on death row for brutally murdering his ex-girlfriend's parents back in 2001. And this is something that has been controversial, the firing squad, and that's why it has not been allowed for 15 years. In fact, I was doing some research on this here in Missouri, and it said that there had been an inmate who had requested to be executed in that way back in 2021, Ernest Johnson. And supposedly he had brain damage and epilepsy and believed that the firing squad would be less painful than lethal injection, which is arguably the most common way people are executed. Well, anyway, the U.S. Supreme Court denied that request. I just think this is very interesting. You know, as a journalist, Mark, we've probably covered these. I have covered many of them, especially when I was working as a reporter in Nashville, Tennessee. There was one gentleman who chose to be executed with the electric chair. And as a reporter, well, you have witnesses for all these executions, and you're given little journals and little notepads, and you basically go sit in these chairs. I declined the offer. I did cover it from outside the jail, but I opted to not actually be there to watch it. Anyway, you have these little notebooks. And basically what I was told was that this curtain goes up and there's a glass window and you see the inmate sitting there, whether it's electric chair or lethal injection, and they carry it out. And as a witness, you are expected to document everything. There's a clock. You note the time. You note different things you see, like, oh, he took a breath here, or he did this, or he did that.
He briefly flopped like a dead fish.
Right, well, yeah. And you know, you'll talk about the last words they said, like in that case with the electric chair. This is kind of eerie to me. The guy's last words, let's rock. That's what he said. So this guy, Brad Sigmund, is the South Carolina inmate's name, and firing squad. And only 5 states, I believe, even have this as an option. And I wonder if things could change under Donald Trump. Could he allow other types of executions? Because they claim that the lethal injection is really painful. In fact, listen to part of this report I found talking about this and his concerns, his attorney has concerns about that way.
His attorneys argue the state's execution methods are inhumane. They say lethal injection has led to prolonged deaths and the electric chair would, quote, burn and cook him alive. His legal team, though, has one final appeal. They're hoping to stop the execution and push for a sentence of life without parole.
That's what I've heard, that it can be really painful. They say it can take more than 20 minutes, supposedly, if you use the method of lethal injection. You can feel like burning alive.
I mean,
no one will really know.
Cry me a river. I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. And here's the thing about the death penalty, and the reason that if we're not going to do it better than we do it, and this will make the opponents of the death penalty very happy, then we should just do away with it, which is their goal here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of having a death penalty, which I think should be automatic for anybody accused of injuring a cop, a first responder, killing them, I think it should be automatic. If you are responsible for the death of a police officer because you drive drunk, or you're an illegal alien and you hit Officer David Lee on the side of the road and kill him, whether it was intentional or not, you should be up for the death penalty. I believe that. But the only way it works as a deterrent is if it gets carried out quickly and efficiently, because now people have no reason to believe that's going to happen to them, because they'll go through years and years of appeal, getting three hots in a cot, and they'll get these left-wing, bleeding-heart liberal attorneys who will try to convince the world that this is somehow cruel and unusual, mm-hmm. unlike the pain and suffering of the person they murdered.
Right.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for them. Here's what I think. They ought to do this more often, and they ought to do it publicly, not five people in a room witnessing it. Let the public crowd gather and watch it. Then it becomes a deterrent. Right now, it's not a deterrent. It happens so infrequently that nobody who's thinking about committing a crime like that stops to think, wait a minute, I could be put to death for this.
Yeah.
Because odds are they won't.
Well, they used to do years and years and years ago, like public hangings.
They did.
And maybe firing squad. I don't know. I do know that these death penalty cases, if you're on death row, it is incredibly expensive because there are so many appeals. And I get that. I mean, you have to obviously make sure that you have the right person for that crime if you're putting someone to death. I do support the death penalty. I don't feel as bad for the inmate. Because, you know, you think about these cases and it's not like the person who's being put to death is somebody who, you know, like just hit somebody with a car. I mean, this is like the worst of the worst, right? Somebody who brutally murdered somebody. In fact, I was watching the Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix last night, and that whole story, I forgot about the details of it, and it's so sad. And he ended up killing himself. Her boyfriend did. But that's the kind of thing where if he were to be put to death by lethal injection and it did feel like he was burning alive, I don't feel that bad, because it's not like Gabby Petito or the other victims got to be like, you know what, actually, this way you're about to murder me, it just feels a little too painful. Could I instead opt to have you kill me this way, please? They didn't get a choice. In some of those cases, they had to endure the most gruesome, brutal, painful death possible. So why should then the suspect be like, you know what, actually, I think this is a little bit too painful, I'd like to do this instead.
Yeah. Well, the last, I believe the last public hanging in the United States was in the early 1900s, like around 1920, maybe 1918, 1936. According to one report I've read here, it was in 1936 in mm-hmm. Owensboro, Kentucky. And they don't do that anymore. But if you ever watched one, that would be the last thing you would want to happen to you. And in terms of whether it's a firing squad or an electric chair, it needs to be a deterrent if we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just a shot in the dark. Pardon the pun. Whether it's the firing squad or Old Smokey. Do you remember Old Smokey?
Vaguely.
Old Smokey was the nickname they gave to the electric chair in the state of Florida, because sometimes it would malfunction.
Oh.
And I'm sure at that point, sort of like the Green Mile, that would be a little uncomfortable if they forget to wet the sponge that they stick on the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they left that chair like that for a long time to strike fear in the hearts of the people that might be getting the death penalty. I don't mm-hmm. know what they do these days. Maybe they do lethal injection down there now. But I just don't. I covered a case in South Carolina that was so heinous. A guy who came to the outside of a Walmart, basically tried to carjack a woman who was very brave and basically scared him away. And he went around the back of the place and he found two young sisters who had just arrived. to go shopping, and he ordered them out of the car onto the ground on their knees, and he shot them both execution style. And they found him, and they tried to argue that he was borderline mentally
that's always the defense
ill or whatever, you know,
not fit to stand trial and insanity.
They tried all of this. I covered his trial. That none of that was true, and he got the death penalty.
Yeah,
right. This would have been 1990, maybe like 91, and 10 years later, I'm working in St. Louis as a TV reporter, and I get a phone call one day from like some private lawyers group, volunteer lawyers, the Justice League or something they called themselves, where they were still working on this guy's case, and they wanted me to come and testify that he seemed doped up or something during the trial. And I'm like, you got the wrong guy. I would pull the lever on this guy. I don't, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the whole trial. I watched his testimony. I watched all of that. He did what he did intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't deserve to be walking on earth or still getting three hots and a cot at the local prison, in my opinion.
I would support being tortured? I mean, I'm talking like individual fingernails pulled off and tortured. Hamas.
Ouch.
Hamas. The things that Hamas has done to these women and children, men of course too, but in particular these women and children you were just talking earlier this morning about.
Oh, the Bibas family. Yes.
Yeah, the strangulation and the torture that they've gone through being held in captivity for over a year. I cannot imagine. And
I agree.
I don't think that they have any empathy. You know, some of the inmates you'll see when you've covered trials, I'm sure, Mark, you know, they're breaking down and they're apologizing. And there are some where, man, there's nothing. There is nothing there. And I just, you don't think that they have any remorse, that if they had the opportunity to do it all again, they would take it.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting. This firing squad, is this something that is going to be happening more and more? People choosing that as the talk of the lethal injection method is said to be really painful? I don't know.
Who knows? Nobody knows.
We will find out.
Because we can't ask anybody who's been through it. So how would we know?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they talk about them being botched, but the whole point is they'll do it again. They're going to put that person to death.
Correct.
It's just a matter of how many times, I guess, it takes to actually do it.
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Get more at 971talk.com.